Hare Krishna, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 14, Verse 23. Chitraketu vacha, Bhagavan kim na viditam, tapo jnana samadivi, yoginam vasta papanam, Bahiranta Sharirushu. Okay, translation. King Chitraketu said, please repeat. O great Lord, Angira, because of austerity, knowledge, and transcendental samadhi, you are freed from all the reactions of sinful life. Therefore, as a perfect yogi, you can understand everything, external and internal, regarding embodied, conditioned souls like us. Yesterday was Sanatana Goswami's Disappearance Day, Guru Purnima yesterday, in India's big festival, especially in Vrindavan. So we'll discuss something about Sanatana Goswami. Is that okay? Yeah. Hare Krishna. It's okay, bro. Okay. Thank you. So, as we know, Sanatana Goswami is one of the six Goswamis. In our Gaudiya Parampara, he's one of the great teachers who give us so many instructions and teachings for us to learn. Okay, thank you. So, in Madhya Lila, Sanatan Shiksha is described where Mahaprabhu gave his instructions and teachings to Sanatan Goswami in Kashi, Varanasi. So we'll discuss some part of the teachings today about that. So previously, you know, Sanatan Goswami was the minister of the Nawab, Hussein Shah. And he had a very big position and very respected amongst everybody. And after Sanatan Goswami got some mercy from Mahaprabhu, had the association of Mahaprabhu, he completely forgot about his duties and was completely absorbed in love with Mahaprabhu and wanted to give up this post of Nawab, the minister of Nawab. So anyway, sometime then he told the Nawab, I'm sick for a few days, so please let me have leave. And that time he was going to where the Brahmanas were reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, and he was attending the Bhagavatam classes there. So then the Nawab Hussein Shah sent his men, and he is looking at them, and he said, please go and see what Sanatan's doing, Dabrikas. Sakarmadik. And then when the persons from the Nawab came, and they saw, Sanatan's not sick, he's reciting Srimad Bhagavatam with everybody, enjoying himself. So that time the Nawab came and said, what are you doing? This is not right. You did so much for me, and how can you do like this? You're such an important person. If you do like this, then I'll arrest you. Then he said, I'm sorry, I can't go back to this as a minister. Then he arrested Sanatana Goswami. He was stuck in jail. So while Sanatana was in jail, he was thinking how to get out. Because Rupa Goswami already was released from jail. And he went to... And Rupa Goswami gave information, Sanatana, Mahaprabhu is going to Mathura. So you come. You come meet Mahaprabhu in Mathura. So Sanatana thinking, how can I leave this jail? But Sanatana had a lot of money. He had a lot of money in his pocket. So he was thinking how to do this. And of course Sanatana was very intelligent. He's the minister of the Nawab. So he told one day to the, this jail man, my dear sir, you're a Muslim. You know it's good if I go to Mecca, the place of pilgrimage for the Muslims. Then if you let me go, I'll get piety and you'll get piety also. So you please help me go to Mecca. Then this guy is the jailkeeper saying, if I do that, then I'll get in trouble with the Nawab. He'll kill me if I let you go. Then you know in English there's a saying, money talks. So Sanatana Goswami had some money. He gave him, he said, you let me go and I'll give you 5,000 gold coins as a bonus. But still he was scared. Then he's saying, okay, he's thinking, okay, here's 7,000 gold coins. And you just tell, I was going to the toilet near the Ganga, like evacuating myself, going to take bath in the Ganga, and at that time I just fell in the Ganga and drowned. You understand, no? You just tell this to the Nawab. So he gave him the 7,000 in his pocket, he released him, and Sanatana was off. He went to meet Mahaprabhu. News came later that Mahaprabhu was heading to Varanasi, Kashi, in North India. Still now, it's a very famous place. Many Mayavadis are there. It's the capital of Mayavadis in India. At Mahaprabhu's time, still now, so many impersonalists are there. So anyway, Mahaprabhu went, Sanatana Goswami went. And then when he came to Varanasi, and Mahaprabhu was at the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya, Acharya Ratna. So Mahaprabhu was just in his house and he told Chandrasekhar, Chandrasekhar, you go outside. There's a great Vaishnav there. There's a great Vaishnav there. You go and see, call him inside. Chandrasekhar went outside and he's looking and he can't see anyone. He came back. Mahaprabhu, there's nobody there. Mahaprabhu said, go again, Chandrasekhar. There's a great Vaishnav there. Then he went, started looking around, and there's only one man there. But this man was like, how you say, Daravesh? You can say like hippie in English, hippie. He had a big beard, and he had long hair, and his clothes were very tatty. So, Chandrasekhar said, why Mahaprabhu saying there's only one Daravesh there? Okay, he must be him. So he called him in. At that time, Sanatana's body like, when a boiler is there and he's dirty, like pus is coming out. Then when Mahaprabhu saw Sanatana, he's so happy. And he hugged, embraced Sanatana. And Chandrasekhar was astonished. Sanatana was astonished. Mahaprabhu, don't touch me. I'm very dirty. I'm very fallen. Mahaprabhu said, by your touch, Sanatana, I'm getting purified. Then in this chapter, there's so many teachings about Augoria Siddhanta, conclusions of Augoria philosophy. But I'll just put a few, otherwise we have to discuss 3-4 days on this topic. Anyway, on the way, when Sanatana was coming, he had very dirty clothes. And everyone knew he was the minister previously. So his brother-in-law, Srikant, Sanatana's sister's husband, he gave a very nice shawl to Sanatana Goswami, very expensive shawl. He said, don't dress like this. You're a very high class person. You take this shawl. Anyway, Sanatana was wearing that shawl. So after Chandrasekhar took Sanatana to take bath, he changed cloth. And when he returned, Mahaprabhu kept looking at that shawl. He kept looking like this. He didn't say anything. Mahaprabhu kept looking, talking and looking at the shawl. Then Sanatana understood. This is not befitting. I wear this shawl. So he went to the Ganga after, and he met one, how you say, dobi, washerman. Washerman was there. In India, there's no washing machines. You have to wash by hand. So that washerman was there. So the washerman, he looked at him, and he had a shawl, very dirty shawl. My dear sir, can I give you one present? So he gave him this shawl. And he said, may I ask your shawl in return? So he took that shawl and gave the washerman this shawl. This washerman thought he got a good deal, so he was happy. Sanatana was happy also. So he returned to Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu was so happy. Your last bit of attachment is finished now. Now you can fully surrender to Krishna. So anyway, when Sanatana returned, he paid obeisances with humility and started inquiring. And this is where the chapter starts. When Sanatana inquires from Mahaprabhu about the philosophy, Bhakti Tattva. Sanatana Goswami is our Tattva Acharya, Siddhanta Acharya in our Gaudiya Parampara. Sanatana Goswami expounds the Tattva, what you say, truths, Siddhanta, the conclusions of devotional service. Chaitanya Charitamrita is written there. About all our different acharyas, like Raghunath Das Goswami taught about Vairagya, renunciation. And Haridas Thakur, Haridas Naam Dwar, Naam Mahatta Prakash. Haridas Thakur came and taught the glories of the holy name to the world. Sanatan Dwar Nam Bhakti Siddhanta Bilas. Sanatan Goswami came and taught the intricacies, the tattva, the siddhanta of devotional service to the world. And Sanatan gave one very nice book to the world. Everybody know? Hari Bhakti Bilas. In there, Mahaprabhu told Sanatan, you Vaishnava Kritya or Vaishnava Achar. You describe the duties of the Vaishnava, the behavior of a Vaishnava. Just two words. Mahaprabhu taught to Sanatan Goswami, and he made one big book, Hari Bhakti Vilas. All the etiquette of a Vaishnava, the duties of a Vaishnava, what a Vaishnava should do, he compiled in that book. So this is a bit of introduction to this chapter. So now we'll start here. So Sanatan actually, he is a Nityasiddha, a liberated soul. He's coming from the spiritual world. But to teach how a conditioned soul should approach a spiritual master, Sanatan Goswami is behaving like this. Maybe I think you cannot understand Bengali, but I'll read the Bengali slokas and try to relish also. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, one day will come when everybody in the world will learn Bengali so they can relish Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat. Are now happening in the process. Many devotees are learning Bengali so they can understand. So Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami paid obeisances with all humility and he is telling, Apanahita het kichunahi jane grammava varho panditai sattamane. I don't know what is beneficial for me and what is unbeneficial. Everyone in the neighborhood, in the village, they're telling, you are a great person, you are a great learned person. But actually I don't know what is good for me and what is bad for me. Please you instruct me on this. He said, if you give mercy to me, then I'll be able to understand all these things. Then he's asking questions. Actually Sanatana know all these answers. But he's acting as a conditioned soul to teach us how we should approach the spiritual master, how we should approach the Vaishnavas, in what mood. Ke ami ke ne amar jarita patroy ihana janike manahi tohoy. Ke ami, who am I? Sanatan doesn't know who he is. He's the liberated soul. But he's teaching us conditioned soul how we should learn properly who we are. Not just, okay, reading Bhagavad Gita, I'm not this body, I'm the spirit soul. No, we should learn properly in tattva. Kene amal jarita patre. Why am I suffering these three modes of material nature? Why am I getting inflicted from pain from them? Ihana jani kemon hito hai. If I don't know this, then how can I be happy? How can I be benefited? Then, to answer this question, the first teaching, same like Bhagavad Gita, Mahaprabhu is teaching. Ke ami, who am I? Jiver swarup hoy, Krishna nitya das, Krishna tatasta shakti beda ved prakash. The constitutional position of every living entity is he is a servant of Krishna. Krishna tatasta shakti beda ved prakash. The living entity is situated in the marginal potency, tatasta shakti. Sometime he's in the spiritual platform, sometime in the material platform. Tat. Tatastha means tat. In the bank of the river, you see the river is flowing, and the borderline is called tat. Sometime it's covered by water, and when there's high tide, and sometime there's no water. You understand, yeah? The edge of the river. So like that, sometime now we're in the spiritual atmosphere, we're in ecstasy, we're in devotees association, we're in the spiritual platform. But when we go into the material association without the devotees association, then we get affected by material contamination. So this is the marginal potency. Therefore Prabhupada said, always stay in the association of devotees. Keep yourself engaged 24 hours in Krishna consciousness. So Mahaprabhu is giving this is our kindergarten lesson. Our first thing we learn when we ISKCON, we are the servant of Krishna. You know? When we come to ISKCON, the spiritual master gives us the name. Krishna Das, Ram Das. Krishna Ram, not so important. We are all Das in ISKCON. We are the servant in ISKCON. Spiritual master gives us the name, Das. To remind us, we are always a servant. Servant of Hari, Guru and Vaishnav. Everybody still on track? Yeah? Okay. So, then Mahaprabhu is giving very great teaching. In this chapter, all the secrets of bhakti Mahaprabhu is giving. Sanatan is asking, how can I become free from Maya? Because in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying, Devi hi asa guna mai mama maya durataya. Durataya means? Difficult, impossible to overcome. Maam eva ye prabaddante maya me tantarantite. But if you surrender to me, you can overcome this. But Krishna is just saying, sarva dharmaan parityaja, maam ekam shri, you surrender to me. But practically Krishna didn't teach how to surrender to me. Therefore, Gauravata Mahaprabhu came and taught how to surrender to Krishna. So Mahaprabhu practically teaching how one can surrender to Krishna, how one can become free from Maya. Sadhu sastra kripa jadi Krishna mukha hoi se nista ji maya tar charoi. If one gets the mercy of the saintly person, then by his mercy, one can become freed from Maya. Maya rachara. Maya will give him up. Maya rachara. Chara means like give up. So Maya himself will give up. No need for us to give up Maya. If we get the mercy of the saintly person, sadhu sastra kripa jadi, then Maya will give us up. It's very interesting in this verse, Mahaprabhu is saying, sadhu sastra kripa yadi. Sadhu sastra kripa yadi. Kripa yadi, if we get the mercy. Mahaprabhu is mentioning sadhu sastra. So we know sadhu means saintly person and sastra means scripture or Vedic literatures. But if you read Srila Prabhupada's translation, Prabhupada never mentioned about sastra. Prabhupada mentioned, if one gets the mercy of a saintly person who is preaching the glories of the sastras, one can become free from Maya. Yadi Krishna Mukohai, by his mercy, we come favorable to Krishna. Krishna Mukohai. English is different. One becomes favorable to Krishna by the mercy of the saintly person. Everyone understand how important it is for the mercy. We should, our goal of life just to get the mercy of the saintly person, or Srila Prabhupada, or the Vaishnavas like that. By their mercy, Mahaprabhu himself is giving the secret how to become free from Maya. Therefore, in spiritual life, the first ang of bhakti, in nectar of devotion, the first limb of bhakti, Rupa Goswami recommends, Guru Parashraya Tasman. The first activity you do in devotional service, you take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, you take instructions from him, and you engage in Krishna consciousness, Krishna bhajan, under his guidance. Many places there in Chaitanya Charitamrita, under the guidance of the spiritual master, one should practice this Krishna consciousness. And by his mercy, by the Vaishnava's mercy, then one can awaken. One awakens in bhakti. One awakens in bhakti. I think yesterday Mataji asking one question, one Mataji, about the pure name or offenseless name, or maybe day before. So acharyas give example, when the sun comes out, we see everything gradually. Okay, Maharaj gave the example, this is the tree. Okay, this is a horse chestnut tree. So gradually, by the mercy of the saintly persons, we can see things a bit clearer. In our conditioned state, we think we know what we're doing. We think, okay, this is a tree, I know. But when we advance in devotional service, we can see clearer. We get more clarity in our devotion. Acharyas give example, like if there's a mountain, there's so many, like the Alps is there, right? So we're driving yesterday to the Sankirtan and the Alps are there. So we can see the snow on the Alps. We can see the Alps is there. Okay, so when I look in the car, I know everything about the Alps. Okay, I've done my research on the Alps. We go closer, we go to the base of the Alps. There's so much more detail there, right? And if we go on the Alps like the hikers. When we go like the hikers on the, there's so many intricate, then you can take a sample of the rocks and this and that. So many things, yeah? I don't know what they do on the Alps, but something like that. So as we advance in devotional service, as we get the mercy of the Hari Guru and Vaishnav, everything comes much, much clearer. But if I'm in the car and I see the Alps, yeah, I've done my research on the Alps. I know everything about the Alps. This is the nature of conditioned soul. But when one gets the mercy of Hari Guru and Vaishnav, then one sees things more clearly, more in detail. You understand this point, yeah? And this thing, same thing Dhruva Maharaj. When Dhruva Maharaj, his first prayer, Dhruva Maharaj was doing tapasya and he attained the Lord, Narayan was there in front of Dhruva. And he touched the conch to Dhruva's head. You know this, no? Dhruva Charitra. He touched the conch shell to Dhruva's head. Then Dhruva is a different Dhruva. Dhruva saying, my Lord, I'm uneducated. I'm just a small boy. I didn't have time to go to school. Narayan saying, Dhruva, you glorify me. You glorify me with prayers. Dhruva saying, my Lord, I'm uneducated. I didn't have time to learn anything. Then Narayan touched his conch shell to Dhruva's head. Then everything come revealed in his heart. That's why we're praying every day in Guru Pujana. Divya Gyan, Hruday Prakasito. Spiritual life, everything revealed is in the heart. Not by reading the books, not by Maharaj telling you. You cannot learn by a formula, this spiritual life. The spiritual life depends on the mercy and revelation in the heart. So when Dhruva is saying, the first thing Dhruva is saying, Narayan is saying, Dhruva, you glorify me, say some prayers. Then Dhruva is saying, Yuanta pravishya imam vachavi imam prasuptam sanjivati akila shakti dharasvadamna anyam shahasta charana shravanato aghadim prananamo bhagavate purushayatubbam. Very nice verse. Start. I forgot the verse to start. Yuanta pravishya imam vacham imam prasuptam. My Lord, you have entered me. You have entered my heart. Vacham imam prasuptam. Actually, I was dead before. We are awake now or dead? We're awake or sleeping now? Conditioned soul is awake or sleeping? Yeah, sleeping. Then why Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing jeev jago, go to Chandra? Because we're sleeping. Mahaprabhu has come to wake us up. Because we're sleeping now. Conditioned soul is sleeping. He doesn't see things as it is. Yuanta pravishya imam bacha imam prasuptam sanjivati. You have woken me up. Sanjivati. Akila shakti swara swadhamna. You have woken me up with your swadhamna, your internal potency, your spiritual potency. You have woken me up. Annam sahasta. My hand, bacha, my words, annam shahasta charana, my legs, shravana, my hearing potency, tog adhim, my skin even. Now I can see everything intact. Everything I can see as it is now. Prana namo bhagavate purushaya tupam. So I'm starting my prayers. Let me offer my obeisances to you. Very nice prayers. In Dhruva Charit, very nice prayers Dhruva Maharaj is giving. So in this stage we are sleeping. But by practicing this devotional life, by praying always for the mercy of the spiritual masters, the Guru Varga, the Acharyas, the Supreme Lord, by their mercy we can wake up one day in devotional life and see things as they are. That's why Prabhupada used to say, what is the value of your opinion? Prabhupada used to say that. What is the value of you think? You're a conditioned soul. Prabhupada used to say that often. Because conditioned soul can't see things as it is. We think we know by our external qualification, by our material merit or whatever, our experience in this material, we can see things. But spiritually, the liberated soul, they can see things on a different dimension. Like when in 1977, when Prabhupada sent Gorgovinda Swami, one of our ISKCON gurus, in 1975 to Bhubaneswar, Orissa. You make a temple in Bhubaneswar. Anyone been to Bhubaneswar here? Have you been? So that time was a jungle. like complete jungle. There's elephants there and snakes and everything was there. And Prabhupada got one letter. You take this land. Someone gave some land to Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, Guru Govinda, you go and make this land there. In 1977, Srila Prabhupada wanted to go. So they arranged Srila Prabhupada to go. And his secretaries and servants said, Srila Prabhupada, don't go there. It's a jungle. It's dangerous for you to go there. Then Prabhupada said, no, my disciple has gone there. I want to see what he's doing there. So that time, even Prabhupada said, there was no facility. Srila Prabhupada just said, you make one room for electricity. I'll just translate there and some water so I can take bath and drink and whatever. And Prabhupada's disciple said, Prabhupada will take you to the guest house, to the hotel. Prabhupada said, no, I want to stay in the place where my disciple, with his own hands, Guru Govinda Maharaj made from his own hands that house for Prabhupada. So Prabhupada went there. And the other devotees who went there, they were discussing, why Prabhupada wants to have a center here? It's a jungle. What can we do here in the jungle? We can't make a farm community. We can't make a city center. Why should Prabhupada make a center here? Prabhupada overheard this. And Prabhupada called Guru Govinda Maharaj. Guru Govinda, this will become one of the greatest centers. You just stay here and make it. Anyway, so Prabhupada stayed there 14 days, 1977. He stayed there till Nityananda Tridasi and gave the cornerstone. He laid the cornerstone foundation. And now, if anyone going to Bhuvanesh, you can see it. It's on the main road. On the main road is there. Just the temple is up and it's a wonderful center in India. Beautiful center. On the main road is there. That time was a jungle with elephants roaming around. Even the rickshaw wallahs, you understand, no? They drive. Even the rickshaw wallahs were scared to go there. Maharaj used to go there in the 80s and 90s to meet Guru Govinda Maharaj. And that time the rickshaw didn't used to go there. He said, the rickshaw wallah was scared to go there because in the interior jungle, because the elephants were there. And tigers and this and that. In the 80s, 90s. Now it's one of the greatest centers in India. So Prabhupada has the vision. Huh? Spiritual pure devotees have the vision. Can see past, present, future. Trikalagya. That's why I just think, why Prabhupada used to say, what is the value of your opinion? Then I just remark this thing. So anyway, so Dhruva woke up. When Dhruva was enlightened, he's a different Dhruva. And that's how the spiritual potency acts. In the purport to that verse, I just wrote down, Srila Prabhupada says very nicely, the spiritual energy acts when a living entity fully surrenders and accepts his position as an eternal servitor. When a person places himself at the disposal, order of the spiritual Lord, Supreme Lord, that is called Sevan Mukha. I was telling, not Krishnan Mukha, Sevan Mukha. At that time, the spiritual energy gradually reveals the Lord to him. So anyway, Mahaprabhu is going on further. Maya Mugda Jeev Nahi Sata Krishna Gyana Jivera Kripai Krishna Koila Ved Purana. Maya Mugda Jeev Nahi Sata Krishna Gyana. By the endeavor of the conditioned soul, one can never revive his Krishna consciousness. Mahaprabhu is telling. By his own desire, by his own effort, one can never revive it. That's why Mahaprabhu is telling this verse. Then Mahaprabhu is giving a great formula, a three-point formula, how one can revive. Sastra Guru Atarupe Apana Janana Krishna Mora Prabhu Trata Jivir Hoi Gyana. Sadhu Sastra Atma Rupe Apana Janana. Sastra, the scriptures, Atma Rupe, Sastra, Guru, by the spiritual master, Atma Rupe, by the localized Paramatma of the localized form of the Lord, Paramatma in the heart, Apana Janana, one can realize himself. Krishna Mor Prabhu Trata Jivar Hoi Gyana, one can realize Krishna is my supreme protector, my supreme Lord. And by that by their mercy, one can revive the Krishna consciousness. This very great secret in bhakti, this verse, Sastra Guru Atarupi Apanarjanana. Sometime in devotional service, we, like in the material world, when we're studying in college or school, the teacher gives us, this is your books, you learn your books, you pass the test. So we like every day and night, yeah? Even it's not like we're getting knowledge, we're just learning the answers to the question. It's true, yeah? So in material world, it's like a formula. You do like this, and you write the exam, and after 1 year, you forget everything. This material education. But spiritual education is not like that. By our own effort, by our own endeavor, Mahaprabhu is telling, Krishna consciousness will never come by our heart. I'm not saying you sit down, do nothing. Of course, we have to try our best in Krishna consciousness. But always we depend on the mercy. That is the secret of our Krishna consciousness. Always depending on the mercy of Hari Guru and Vaishnav. By their mercy, one can become Krishna conscious. And therefore, in Prahlad Shiksha, when Prahlad is praying, actually, Chaitanya Charitam and Bhagavatam is one conclusion. From everywhere you see scriptures, it comes back to one conclusion. Sometimes we see, oh, this scripture saying this and this scripture saying this. What is true? Actually, Bhagavatam, the Gaudiya, songs of our Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Chaitanya Charitam, it comes to one conclusion. Thus we have to read properly. That's why Prabhupada said, again and again you read my books. Everything is there in Prabhupada books. Hiranyakashipu is telling Prahlad, how come you know all these things? You were just a few years in school. I'm the king of heaven. Prahlad is saying, no. Hiranyakashipu was saying, I'm the king of heaven and you think I don't know all these things? What you're teaching to your classmates? Then Prahlad said, no. Hiranyakashipu said, Prahlad said, you can come king of heaven, but you can't realize this spiritual thing. Matirna Krishne Parata Svatova. Your mind will never be fixed on Krishna. Why? Because you never learned all these things. You never learned. I learned from Narad Muni all these things. Matirna Krishna Parata Svatova. Mito Bivyate Grahabratana. Because your aim of life is Grahabrata. Brata, you understand, na? Now is Chaturmas Brat, vow. So we take vow not to eat spinach and milk and this and that. But you've taken a vow to stay in your household life. Graha Bratanam. For this reason, you will not realize this. Krishnamati will never come in your mind. Then Hiranyakashipu was saying, okay, how is this possible? Then next verse, Prahlad is saying, Naishamati stavar rukramangring, sprisharati anarto pagamanjararta, mahiyashampadarajo visekam niskin sananam nabrinitayavar. Maharaj mentioning yesterday, Naishamati stavar rukramangring, never it will come, your Krishnamati will never come. Spirisharati anarto pagaman jarata mahiyasam padrajo abhishekam niskinsananam nabrinitayavar. Until that time, my dear father, until you smear the body, your body with the dust of the lotus feet of a niskinsan Vaishnav. Niskinsan Vaishnav means one who has nothing to do with this world, has no attachment in this world, a liberated soul. That Krishnamati will never come. And Prabhu was asking yesterday, so we grab the feet of all the devotees. Not like that. In the Acharyas describe, smear our dust with the lotus feet of the Acharyas, a pure devotee, means you become very menial servant to them. That means you carry out their order very menially. Carry out the order very menially. Serve them in their physical presence, and when they are not physically present, the instructions they have given, you become very menial servant to those instructions and you carry out those orders. Like Srila Prabhupada. A few times Srila Prabhupada met Bhaktisiddhanta. You preach Krishna consciousness in the Western country. And Prabhupada took that with his life and soul. Very menial servant to those instructions. Understand, yeah? So Prahlad is telling his father, never that Krishnamati will come to this day till you become a very menial servant to the Niskinchan Vaishnava. there for 9 o'clock. We'll carry on. It's okay. Anantapur. It's okay. Therefore, this is our process in devotional service. I mentioned Rupa Goswami saying, Tasmat Guru Parashraya Tasman, our first limb of devotion to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master and carry out his instructions. The spiritual master gives our japa beads. You chant on these japa beads. He gives us service. You chant on, you perform this service. You follow all these things, you'll get Krishna consciousness in this life. So we have to follow very seriously these things. Actually, this is the start of our bhakti and the end of our bhakti. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami says, in the conditioned stage and the liberated stage, the instructions of the spiritual master are the foremost for the conditioned soul. It doesn't matter we become big devotees, small devotees, whatever. We are always subservient to the instructions of the advanced Vaishnavas and the spiritual master. Therefore, when Narottam Das Thakur, Prabhupada used to say, the songs of Narottam and the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur are the essence of the Shastra, Veda Sar. Read them again and again. And Narottam Das Thakur wrote one great book, Prem Bhakti Chandrika, song book, with many, many songs in there. And the first song, anybody know, in that book? The first words, anybody know? Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sarma. Prabhupada saying, Narottam is speaking the conclusions of the Shastra. Someone may say, what is the, I don't understand this Purana and this Shastra and Bhagavad Gita, this. And Prabhupada saying, Narottam is giving the conclusions and the start of that book, Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakti Sarma. Keval Bhakti means? Kevala Bhakati Sarma. Only Sri Guru Charana Padma, the lotus feet of the spiritual master, are the only way by we can attain devotional service. That's why Prabhupada established this Guru Puja every day. So we can remind ourselves. Prabhupada didn't, from here and there, something, you know, Prabhupada really, he made everything for a reason. Because this is the conclusion of our Shastra. Every day we remind ourselves, by following the instructions of the spiritual master, by following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, by their mercy we can attain devotional service. Understand, yeah? Prabhupada, not hodgepodge here and there. Prabhupada knows what he's talking about. Sometimes we not understand. Devotee says, Prabhupada's books, this and that. Everything's there in Prabhupada's books. All the... When Prabhupada used to translate his books, all the Acharya's commentaries, so the Vishwanath Chakravarti's commentaries, Sridhar Swami, Jiva Goswami's, all the commentaries were there on the table, and Prabhupada used to get that essence. And you know, like sugarcane juice in India, you squeeze everything, sugarcane, put through the machine, squeeze, 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 and all the juice comes, and Prabhupada collecting that juice and putting in his purpose. Everything's there in Prabhupada's purpose. That's why Prabhupada said, again and again, read my books. As Prabhupada said, 1 or 2 hours every day. And then every day we sing in the morning, Yasya Prasadat, Bhagavat Prasad. If you want to please God, you have to please your representative, our spiritual masters, the Vaishnavas. And Prabhupada in his Bhagavatam commentary, how many times I read, I don't know. The secret of success in the spiritual life, Yasya Prasadat, Bhagavat Prasad. So many times Prabhupada mentioned in his commentaries. So, we should try to aim for that. All our practices, all our endeavors should be aiming to please Srila Prabhupada, please our spiritual master, who's repeating, giving us the essence of what Srila Prabhupada is saying. The bona fide spiritual master is giving what he learned from his spiritual master. Yeah? So Krishna is telling Arjun 700 verses in Gita. He is giving that to Arjun. Arjun is giving that, got lost. To the sun god, he got lost. Arjun got that same knowledge. He is giving on. Our Gaudiya Parampara is giving. The same thing we're getting from our Goswamis is coming to us in our Srila Prabhupada's books. So we just have to follow that under the guidance of our Guru Varga. Make them happy. Make the Vaishnavas happy. Make Krishna Panchadatta happy. They're happy, we're happy. One day, hopefully, we go back to Godhead. Everyone's happy. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Any comments? Yes, bro.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. The question is that that you talked about accepting ourselves as a Jivara Sarupaha Nitya Krishna Das. Like, how does one come to this acceptance that he truly accepts? No? We can work, you know, like try, but they truly accept and live it. How does this come? Can you explain? Or can
I answered that question. Mahaprabhu answered the question. By the mercy. I tell you, Maya Mukta Jeev Krishna, Maya Mukta Jeev Nahi Swata Krishna can. By our own endeavor. Can I get some water, please? It's not possible to understand that. Sadhu Sastra Kripa Yadi Krishnan Mukohai. By the mercy of the saintly persons, we turn our face to Krishna. Now we Bahirmukh, we're turning our face away from Krishna. By their mercy, by following their instructions, then we can turn our face to Krishna. The spirit, the acharyas, you're turning, why are you turning your face away from Krishna? You turn your face to Krishna. Why are you turning your face to Maya? You turn your face to Krishna, engage in Krishna's service. Sayji Nistaramaita, then Maya will give us up. By the mercy of the saintly person, following their instructions, then Maya will give us up when you turn our face to Krishna. That's why I said we just have to try our best to follow the instructions and always pray every day to Panchatattva. Please give me the strength to follow the instructions of my spiritual master, to follow the instructions of our acharyas. Please give me strength. I'm very weak. Mahaprabhu is telling we're weak. Yeah. They'll help us. By their mercy is possible. By the saintly person's mercy, always possible. By ourself, not possible. Any other comments, questions? Corrections?
Hare Krishna. Sometimes we see that devotees do practice sometimes for many, many years, but they don't take shelter of spiritual master. And we can see that they are very sincere devotees.
Yes.
So can you speak on that, like maybe why is there hesitancy to accepting a spiritual master, or how
you are
to
right.
inspire them?
You are right. What I said in Sastra also right. What Rupa Goswami is saying also right. But it's true. One shouldn't rush into taking a spiritual master. When I say the first limb of bhakti is to accept a spiritual master, it's not I'm saying the first day we come to ISKCON and we have to force him, we have to surrender and get initiated. I'm not saying like that. We should take our time in accepting a spiritual master. Otherwise, after what I saw in my experience, if we rush, take initiation, this, that, and one doesn't fully accept that spiritual master, one cannot give himself to that spirit. You understand what I'm saying? After it's a problem. So we should take our time, listen from all our gurus, and who we can put complete faith in, we should surrender to them. And Mataji is saying about those devotees who haven't taken shelter of a spiritual master. We should always pray to Panchatattva, especially in this Kali Yuga, Panchatattva Gornitai. By their mercy, they will give us the right path. They will give us the right path, how to approach. Especially Nityananda Prabhu. Sriman Nityananda Prabhu is very merciful. He is Adi Guru, our original spiritual master. Our spiritual masters, his expansion. So by Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, we'll get on the right path. Who can I surrender to get the mercy of Krishna? And Mataji, your question was...
How to inspire them.
How to inspire them.
Because
Yes. How to inspire them. How to inspire them, I don't know. What is in scripture is there. Already I said. Inspire, for spiritual life, we need to accept some authority. Like in school we go, we need a teacher to teach us. Even material education. What is because spiritual life? So how to inspire them, I don't know. What is in Shastra, Srila Prabhupada already gave us. But of course, as Mataji said, it's essential. We need to. So, this much I can say. More than that, I can't say, Mataji. Please forgive me. Please, please.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for a wonderful lecture, Prabhu. If I may add something to this, it's like if Srila Prabhupada is our guru, acharya, is our patita pavana, we should learn, read from Srila Prabhupada as much as possible, and then by the mercy of Nityananda, Prabhu, Panchatattva, we will hear from spiritual master Srila Prabhupada's words, and then we'll fall in love with the words he's speaking, and then we'll try to follow our spiritual master. This is my, right, that's right. What happened to me, and I'm so happy now. I know that
I'm always I see you happy. Of course, we should always pray to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is our grandfather.
Jai.
Our grandfather. You must know, grandfather is always more soft than our father. If the father beats us, we always run to the grandfather. So Prabhupada is always there to help us. Yes, Prabhupada. When I say pray to Nityananda Prabhu and Srila Prabhupada, I mean, of course, pray to them, and always pray to the all the acharyas in our line. Always pray to Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, pray to Krishna, always. I don't just mean one or two. Always we have to pray for the mercy from everyone. Especially Nityananda Prabhu and acharyas. Yes, Prabhu.
Maybe part of the problem is that these devotees think that they should very scrutinizingly search and see the compatibility with the person, with spiritual master. But it's really so important. All our spiritual masters are servants, followers of Srila Prabhupada. So what's the problem? You take one of them and they are anyway preaching more or less the same thing. And if later there is some, I don't know, discrepancy, you can still ask for taking shiksha from somebody else. So we are all the same lineage. So what's the problem? Why it's not so important? I'm asking, it's really so important to pick the right one. Everybody is the right one in this concern.
I'm not saying one is right and one is wrong. I never said
yeah,
that.
I'm asking you about the opinion, if that's so.
Thank you, Prabhu, for the question. In our ISKCON society, our ISKCON leaders, there's many pure devotees. But someone may be attracted to one person and one may be attracted to another. The spiritual master is the external manifestation of the Paramatma in the heart. So as I have what I feel in the heart, as my prayer is, Krishna will give, reveal such a person to me. You pray sincerely in your heart, Krishna will reveal such a person to you. It may not be the same person. Both are right. But our connection to Srila Prabhupada, our connection to our acharyas, if you see in our, is through the spiritual master. It may be shiksha. It may be shiksha spiritual master. I'm not saying only diksha. Because our Gaudiya Parampara is mainly shiksha. Yeah? Bhaktivinoda Thakur took shiksha from Jagannath Das, but he wasn't his diksha guru. Yeah? The Goswamis never got initiation, like they didn't hold fire yagya from Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu didn't give beads and say your name is this and that, and hold a yagya. They took shiksha from Mahaprabhu. Our most important is shiksha. And of course, our diksha gurus are giving shiksha also. Yeah? What was it? Yeah, so, most important, Krishna, I forgot. What were you saying before?
Yeah.
So as we pray in our heart, our sincere prayer, Bansidatta Krishna will reveal that person to me. And if, whether it may be Diksha or Shiksha, if you just make quick decision and not scrutinizing, as you said, not scrutinizing, think about this. If you accept such a person and not, you cannot fully surrender to them, then it causes problems. And the history of ISKCON, it says that. Sometimes in ISKCON, previously, even now also, sometimes we just, okay, you have to take initiation quickly. Even 1-2 years in ISKCON, you might have to take initiation. Why? Everyone's initiated, I have to get initiated also. No, this is not our process. Prabhupada didn't rush for initiation. Prabhupada took 13 years or something to take initiation. Yeah. And Prabhupada said, but when I first met my spiritual master, I accepted him. Here is a person I can accept. I was defeated by him. In the argument, no? You said, Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada said, you can't wait for India to get independence. Now you have to do it. Then Prabhupada was defeated. Here is a person I can surrender to. Here is a person I can give my life to. But he didn't take initiation. I'm saying that mood needs to come. Understand? You understand what I'm saying? Shiksha is always there. Diksha is there also. Important we take Shiksha from our initiating spiritual master and our instructing spiritual masters also. Hare Krishna. Any other comments, question? Ananta Prabhu, anything, correction? No.
Because it's an important topic. Whatever you can, but maybe it's all intimate.
Nothing. I'm ready for nothing to share. What I say, I don't know. Vapu and Vani Seva must go hand in hand, like that. So, yeah, one devotee was telling me, my friend from London, he was telling me, I was laughing. He's saying some devotees, they just put emphasis on Vani Seva. But they don't know. Vani Seva comes from the Vapu. The spiritual master is giving the Vani. That's why Prabhupada said, hand in hand, we should try whenever we get opportunity to serve our senior Vaishnavas, our Shiksha Gurus, Diksha Gurus, and take those instructions very seriously. Yeah. What more can I say? What do you want me to say? I didn't quite understand.
No, how do you have your experience with this? Experience. With this topic.
What I spoke today, when I heard these things before, Sanatan Shiksha, when Mahaprabhu was giving instructions to Sanatan Goswami, I tried to take seriously these things. Because it's, in Kali Yuga, we're very fallen, really. We have nothing to be proud of. Really, we have nothing to be proud of. So just and therefore, always I like to try to read our Gaudiya Acharya songs, the songs of our Gaudiya Acharyas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song is very nice. In one song he's saying, Nijasrista Jani Up. Uchista di dhane habiya bimana bhara tai shishya tava takiya sarva na loibe puja akar. If I think I'm a Vaishnav, nija shrestha jani, if I think I'm the greatest, nija shrestha jani uchista di, if I think I'm like a great person giving my remnants to others, become a great person, habiya bimana bhara, then my false pride will increase. Tai shishya tava takiya sarvata na loibe puja karo. But if I remain always a servant to you, Vaishnav Thakur, then the chance for that false ego, that pride will never come. Therefore Prabhu is saying, yeah, how can we come in our head that we're a servant of Krishna? Mahaprabhu says here, Jivir Swarup Hai Krishna Nitya Das. When Sanatana asked him, who am I? Then Mahaprabhu said this. But when someone asked Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu, who are you? Mahaprabhu, who are you? Then what did Mahaprabhu say? Naham viprana cha narapati, napi vaishana sutra, naham varnina grihapati navaniste yatirva gopi bharta padaya kamalo dasa dasa anudasa. Mahaprabhu is telling, I'm the servant of Krishna to Sanatan. Everyone is the servant of Krishna. But Mahaprabhu is saying, I am not anybody. I am the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. Therefore, we should always try and be the servant of the servant of the Vaishnavas and the spiritual teachers. If we become servant of servant, there's no chance of false pride. How can a servant of servant get false pride? But servant can come false pride. Servant can... In Padma Purana, or Adi Purana, some Purana, Krishna tells Arjun, Nami bhakta jana aparta, nami bhaktas chate jana, mar bhakta nam cha ye bhaktas, ye me bhakta jana priya. Nami bhakta jana partha, Arjun, if somebody says, I'm your devotee. Actually, he's not my devotee. But if someone says, I'm the devotee of the devotee, he's my devotee. This is our parampara. Not try to come servant of the servant. Even if we go to this song, all is one, all one conclusion. Even in our song, Radha Krishna Pran Mora Jugale Kishore. You know this song? In Julan time we sing, Radha Krishna Pran Mora Jugale Kishore. Radha Krishna is my life and soul. Jivana Marane Na Arnahimur. My life and soul is Radha Krishna. But when Narottam Das Thakur is concluding that line, he's saying, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dasiranu Das, Narottama Das Hoy Eyo Vilas. But he's starting with Madhuri Ras. Radha Krishna is my life and soul. But he's ending, let me always be the servant of the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is my desire. Even if we go back to the spiritual world, we're not just going to jump to Krishna and start worshipping Krishna and start cooking. Or we're not just going to start making flower garlands for Krishna directly. We're just going to start, we'll make the flower garlands, we'll cook and give to the manjaris or give to the Mayasoda or her assistant. She'll give to Krishna and Krishna will be happy. it'll last in the spiritual world. We'll never jump to be a servant of Krishna. Yeah? Under Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Yes, bro. Here they never rush for prasad. In many temples, like 9 o'clock, everyone's running outside. But here everyone's listening.
Thank you for your lecture. I have one question, is it possible that we are connected with our spiritual master through many lives and ages, and that when we meet this person, that somehow it is revealed in our hearts, and maybe it is a different feeling or a different connection, like with other acharyas, or I don't know how to express this.
Yeah. Many devotees of, many disciples of Srila Prabhupada, like some of the devotees in the early days, like they knew nothing about Krishna, knew nothing about Krishna consciousness, but how by arrangement of providence they came and met Srila Prabhupada, yeah, and came connected with such a person like that, and natural inclination, natural love was there for Srila Prabhupada. That's why we're praying in Guru Puja, Chakshudan Diloje, Janme Janme Prabhu Se. Right? You said right. Therefore, when we meet, Prabhu's asking about if when we take shiksha or this, another spiritual. But if we meet our spiritual teacher, you will feel something. Something different maybe. Some connection is there. Because I said, our Paramatma in our heart, and he's the external manifestation of the Paramatma. So some connection will be there. Even when like book distribution, it's not something this strange or something. You know, like in book distribution, some guy just gets inspired by Paramatma. Then he just gives money like that. Yeah? Or some, he just takes the book like that. Or says, yeah, something like that. Because he's inspired by the Paramatma. Paramatma's there inspiring everybody. But this one, you feel some special connection. Us also, all of us together, we also maybe together last life. It's not by chance all of us meet, come to Ulubjana and in front of Panchatattva. So must be something there, no? So of course, with our spiritual teachers and some connection is there. Okay, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Bhagavatam ki.